This week's daf is daf Ayin and Erevin. We're going to start from the last two lines on the bottom of Samach Tes on the base. We're discussing the concept of if you have a group of people, if one of the members of the Chatzar forgot to join in the Erev, whether or not that interferes with the Erev, whether either the person who forgot has the ability to mevatel his Rishos to everybody else, or vice versa, whether the people that did make the Erev, whether they have the ability to be mevatel their Rishos to either the person who forgot or to multiple people and so forth. That's the topic that we're going to talk about. So one of the last lines in the Mishnah, this is referring to the Mishnah on Samach Tes Amud Beis, is She'echad Noisen Rishos. So the Mishnah had broken it down. One person can give to two, but two people, one person can give to one, but not one to two, and so on and so forth. So the Mishnah says She'echad Noisen Rishos. One person is able to give his Rishos to the people who made the Eruv. Excuse me, in general, to one person can give his Rishos. So Hasu Lamali, what does the Mishnah have to tell us that case for? Enoisen Tanina. If it's the fact that one person has the ability to give his Rishos, Mivatel's Rishos, we already learned that earlier in the Mishnah. E Noitel Tanina, if also you want to tell me the Chiddush is that one person can accept that if everybody is Mivatel's Rishos to that one person, also we learned that in the Mishnah. The Gemara says, you're right, that line itself is not the Chiddush. Sefer Yisrochle, the Chiddush is the next line. It says, Shnayim Noisim Rishos, two people can give their Rishos to somebody else. So, Hanami Pshita, of course, why can't two people give their Rishos as long as they're giving it to one person? So the Gemara says, Mao de Tema Ligzar Dima Asi Libetule Lahu Kamash Malon. You might think that we're afraid that if two people give their Rishos, somebody can interpret that to mean, well, just like one person can give, he can receive, so too if two people can give, maybe they can receive. But that's not good, because if you have two people receiving, then you have a problem where you still, at the end of the day, when two people receive it, you still have two people in a chotzer, and that doesn't make it a like an individual rishos, and therefore it's not going to work if two people receive. So you might think to say, if I allow two people to give their rishos, you might interpret that to mean that two people can accept their rishos, to accept the bittul, and that would of course not be true. So we wouldn't allow even two people to give. Kamash Malon, no, we'll allow two people to give and be mevatel their rishos to one, even though they cannot receive. Now, that's what the Gemara is going to use later also. The next line is the Mishnah Ve'en Leitzel Mishus, that two people cannot accept the Rishus. So, Lamali, what do we need that case for? We just said that only one person can accept. Leitzricha, the case of this Mishnah is needed, Afal Gav, the Amri Lahu Kani Amanas Lahaknas, where they say to them, we understand, of course, if let's say, you, for example, Reuven and Shimon didn't make the Erev, so we're Mavatul Rishus to Reuven and Shimon, so, but of course that doesn't work because you're two people. But let's say I give it to Reuven and I say, Reuven, I am giving you my Rishos, so you should be, as Rashi says, like my Shliach, to give my Rishos to Shimon. So at the end of the day, Shimon is going to have the entire thing. So you say, oh, that works because it's only one person. So you might think that works because it's only one person at the end. That doesn't work, however, because at the time you gave it to the Reuven, to the one of them, that Reuven did not have the Rishos completely. It wasn't an individual. He was one of two. And when you gave it to him, you gave him something that he couldn't use, because at the time he was one of two people. So therefore, even though you gave it to him with the understanding and the condition that he then flip it and give it to the other person, even so it doesn't work, because at the time you gave it to him, you gave it to him in a way that he could not use the Rishos. He wasn't the only individual there. Again, this far also the Gemara is going to use later. So Abaya asks Rabba. Now this is interesting, because even though Abaya asks it as a question, the Gemara kind of assumes that this becomes Abaya's opinion. The Abaya asks, Chamisha Sheshriim b'chotzer achas, that if you have five people all living in the same chotzer, v'shachach echad mehem v'lo yiruv, and one of them forgot and didn't include it, wasn't included in the Erev, now of course we know that that ruins the Erev until he's mevatel. So the Gemara asks, Kishahu mevatel reshusa, when he has to go ahead and be mevatel his reshus, tzarech mevatel b'chol echad v'echad, or like, does he have to go to the other four, each one of them, and say, I am mevatel to you, I am mevatel to you, or can they simply go over to one of them, and that takes care of all of them? So again, the Gemara assumes that Abaya Shita is that he just has to go over to one. Amalei and Rabbi answer, Sarech Levatel B'chol Echad V'Echad, he has to be Levatel to each one. Okay, now we ask a long brisa. Esei, I'll ask you a stira. Now the point of this brisa really is from the first case, but we're going to go through the entire brisa first before the Gemara gets to the kasha. It says, Echad Shalai Erev, if one person did not make an Erev, Noisa Rishus to the Echad Sha'irev, he can give his Rishus to one of the two guys who made an Erev. By definition, if there's an Erev, that means he had to make an Erev with somebody, so there were two people here. One of them can give it to one of the two people, which of course you see is the point, that you can only have to talk to one. But let's continue in the brisa. Shnayim she'irvu, if two people made an Erev, noisim rishos and le'echad shalai Erev, they can together give their rishos to the one guy who didn't make an Erev. The shnayim Shaloi Irvu, and the two people who did not make an Erev, they can also give their Rishos to the two people who did make an Erev, because again, you're giving it to the guys who made an Erev. Or to the one of the two people, if everybody gives their Rishos to one of the two, one of the people that didn't make an Erev, that's not a problem. But one of the two people that made an Erev cannot give his Rishos to one to the guy who didn't make the Erev, because again, at the end of the day, you're still left with the third guy who didn't contribute, wasn't mevatel his Rishos. Then Shnayim She'irvu, and also you can't have two people that made the Erev, Noisim Rishos and Shnayim Shaloi Irvu. That's obvious, they can't give it to two people who didn't make an Erev. And we'll see later, the Gemara is going to say, even if one of them gives to the other person. Then Shnayim Shaloi Irvu, and again, the two people who did not make the Erev, Noisim Rishos and Shnayim Shaloi Irvu, they also can't give it to two people who did not make an Erev, because again, they're giving it to two people. However, now back to the beginning. Ketani Mias, Reisha, what does the beginning case say? Echad Shaloi Irv, one guy who didn't give an Erev, Noisim Rishus, Le Echad She'irv, to one of the guys who made an Erev. Now, Hechi Dami, what is that case, the guy who made the Erev? E de Leka Achrina Bahadei, if there's nobody else, meaning he's only one guy who made an Erev by himself, Bahadiman Erev. So who did he make the Erev with? What do you mean by definition? If he made an Erev, there has to be somebody else. El Pshita de Ika Achrina Bahadei. So there must be somebody else with him, with whom he made the Erev. Ugetani, and what does the Mishnah say? Le'echot she'irev, you only have to give your Erev to one of the guys who made the Erev. So this seems to include, this proves Abaya Shita, that all you have to do is give it to one of the guys who was included in the group of the Erev. The Rabba, so how's Rabba going to answer this? Because according to Rabba, you have to give it to each one of them. Oh, so Rabba comes up with a big chiddush. The case is that the guy was here, and he died. So originally there were two people, and that's how one of the guys was able to make an Erev. But then the other guy he made the Erev with died, so he's not here anymore. And the Mela, I only have to give my Erev to one guy because he's the only guy here. Now Rashi says the case has to be that they were not in their regular houses. Because if they were in their regular chutz or houses, and one guy dies, so he has Yershim, and the Yershim now become the owner of his other property. So the fact that the guy died didn't accomplish anything because somebody else is then going to own the property. So you're still left with two people. So it has to be a case that you're out in the field, you're out in a caravan, and you have two people who decided, hey, you know what, let's make an Erev. And then the third guy just plops himself there. He just includes himself in that area. Now, he really doesn't own the property. Now, if one of those two guys who made the Erev dies, nobody owns the property. It's not like his Yoshim are going to come and take over his rights. So he just happens to be there in the traveling caravan. So Mamela, when he dies, nobody else takes over his position, and that's how it's possible that you have two guys who made an Erev, but only one person is alive. So Mamela, according to Rabbi, you only have to give it to that one person. So the Gemara says, Ida Havi Omeis. So the Gemara says, let's see if that case works in all the other cases in the Mishnah. Ida Havi Omeis, if he was originally there and he died. So Ema Seifa, let's look at the Seifa, the next case, the last case in the Mishnah. Or not the last case, but one of the last cases in the Mishnah. But one of the guys who made the Erev cannot give his Rishos to one guy who did not make an Erev. Now, it sounds like only one, there are only two out of the three people involved. But if one guy died, but if the third guy was here and died, am I loy? Why not? If the third guy died, so again, there are only two people, why can't one be mevato to the other? Elo pshita de isa. So it must be that the reason why one of them can't give to the other is because the third person is still alive. Umi de seifa isa. If the seifa case is that he's still here, Reishanami Isa, so then the Reisha case, L'chayr, is also still here, and we see that you only have to give it over to one of them. So the Gemara says, no. Who says? Midei Arya, what happened? Hakadisa. No, each case can be different. Each case can have its own, that sometimes they're alive and sometimes they're not alive. Teda, I'll bring you a Raya that the guy, that it must be talking, this is according to Rabbah anyway, must be talking about the guy who was here and died. Why? Because the Ketani say for the Reisha, because the second case of the Reisha, because there's many cases over here, so we call the first case the Reisha, the middle case the Sefer the Reisha, the Shnayim, it says like this, the Shnayim Shaloi Irvu, if you have two people who did not make the Erev, Noisim Rishusim L'Shnayim She'irvu. Now all of a sudden they're giving it to the two people who did make an Erev. So now we see that there were two people here, that, why over here does it have to say, L'shnayim in, l'echaloi, so you see you have to give it to the two people and not to one, so it must be because in that case the two people are alive, so it must be the distinction between this case and the first case is that in the first case one of them is dead, so that, and that's why there's only one person to give it to. That's how Rabbah learns the Mishnah. Va'abaya, so what does Abaya do with the second case? Why does it all of a sudden over here say you gave it to two people? Amar, my le'beis, what does it mean when you say you gave it to two people? It means l'echad mi beis, You gave it to one of the two people, but you didn't actually say it and be mavatal to both people. Ihachi, if so, that he only gave it to one. So listen, le'echad she'irev. So just say the same thing as we said in the Reisha. You gave it to one guy that made an Erev. Or I gave it to the one guy who did make an Erev. If I only have to give it to one person, so the Gemara says Kasha. Okay, it's a good Kasha. It's a little shver on the Lashon, but according to Abaya, he holds that the case is that it's still the halacha is you only have to give it to one person. Now back, let's go through each case in the Mishnah. Echad Shalai Erev, one person who did not make an Erev, next to Rishus of Echad Shalai Erev, he gives his Rishus to one person who made the Erev. La Abaya de Isa. So according to Abaya, the case is that the third guy is alive, the Kamash Malan, and that's the whole point of the Mishnah. I don't have to go over to each one. I can just give it to one of the two guys who made an Erev, and that's good enough because he represents the entire group. I just go over to him and I say, here's, I'm Mavato my Rishos, and it's as if he was Mavato to the whole Rishos. The Rabbah has to say, Dehavei Omeis. The case is that the guy was here and he died, and that's why there's only one person. You give it to that one guy because the other guy doesn't exist anymore. The loy gozer is in the Isa, and we're not gozer in the case that he died, because maybe it'll be confused with the case that he's alive. We say, you know what, if he's dead, it's not a problem. If he's alive, we'll deal with it. You have to go over to each one of them. The next case in the Mishnah is v'shneim she'irvu, two people made the Erev, noisim reshutim le'echad shalai Erev, they can give it to the individual who did not make the Erev. Shita, of course, they're giving it to one person. So you might think, since he didn't make an Erev, Litmus say that you should give him a knas. What kind of business is this? He doesn't make an Erev, and all of a sudden he becomes the guy that they can all be involved with the Rishus. Kamash Malan, that we don't make this gazera, we don't give this knas, and Enachanami, if they're involved to him, it works. Now, if you have two guys that did not make an Erev, the next case is, nice Rishus and Lishnaim Shayiruvu, they can give it to the two guys who made the Erev. Lirabo. So according to Rabo, now all of a sudden you're giving it to each one. So we see Tana Sefer Leguli Reisha. So we see the case is spelled out in the Sefer to reveal to us what Pshat is in the Reisha, that Anachanami, that you have to give it to each one. La Abaya, so now according to Abaya, what do you need this to? What do you need to say that you gave it to each one of them for? According to Abaya, you only really have to give it to one. Beis Shalai Irvu Itzrichle. You're right. This case that the giving it to the two people who gave it to the two people who made the Erev, that in fact is not the Chiddush, because you're really only giving it to one. The Chiddush of this part of the Mishnah is that when you give it to the two people who didn't make the Erev, or rather the two people involved that didn't make the Erev can give their Erev, that's the Chiddush. I might think, similar to the way we said on the top of the Yomid, that if we see that they're allowed to give the Erev, you might be confused and think that they can therefore also accept the Erev, Kamash Malan, that we're not worried about that confusion, because even though it's true they can give the Erev, we still know that two people can't accept the Erev. The next case in the Mishnah is Oyla Echad Shalai Erev, that they two people that made an Erev can give the Erev to one person who didn't make an Erev. So again, Lamali, what do we need this case for? We already covered the fact that you can give it to one person who didn't make an Erev. You might think that when can they give it to one person, that when you can give it all to one person is only if at least somebody made an Erev. But maybe where nobody made an Erev, maybe over there Yitaka should make a knas that you can't make bimavatel, so now, because now all of a sudden nobody's going to bother to make an Erev at all, because nobody here is involved in making an Erev, they're going to give it to the one person who didn't make an Erev. So you might forget that there is even a concept of an Erev, Kamash Malan, that it's not a problem. L'maisa, the fact that they're being mevatel in this way shows you that you need some sort of connection between everybody, so you can go ahead and be mevatel your Erev to one guy, even though nobody here made an Erev. Avol, the next case in the Mishnah is, Avol ain't echad she'irev, but one guy who made the Erev, noisim reshus la'echad she'lo'irev. One guy can't give his reshus to the person who didn't make an Erev. So now, according to Abaya, that you only have to deal when a group makes an Erev, you only have to deal with one of them. So Tana Seifa Leguli Reisha. Now the Seifa case, which says only one out of the many, it tells you that the Reisha case is talking about only one out of the many. Just like in the Seifa, it's one out of the many gave his Erev was Mevatel. That doesn't work. So too in the Seifa, when he is Mevatel, when the non-Erev guy gives it to the Erev group, he only has to give it to one. So we say it in the Seifa, and that opens up our eyes, and that reveals to us what the case of the Reisha was. The Rabbah, but according to Rabbah now, that you always have to, that the problem here is that you only have one out of the group contributing, that never works, because according to Rabbah, you always have to go over to each one individually. What's the point of the Seifa? So the Gemara says, I did a ton of Reisha, a ton of Nami Seifa. You're right, since the Reisha talked about one out of the many, so the Reisha case also talks about the one out of the many giving. But you're right, it's not a chiddush be'etzem, it's just there to be consistent, to correspond, to mirror the cases of the sefer, or the reisha rather. Next case is ve'en shnayim she'irvu noisim reshusim l'shnayim shelo yirvu. Now, we also said that two people that made their Erev, which usually if they give it as a group, that's not a problem, but here they gave it to two people, l'shnayim shelo yirvu, to two people that didn't make an Erev. So again, you're giving it to two people. Hasu lamali, what do you need? What's the chiddush of this for? Because you're giving it to two people, it never works when you give an Erev to two people. L'shricho, the Gemara says over here, you need the cases of betulu le'echad menayu, l'chavrei. Where, after they gave it to the two people, one of them went ahead and gave it to his friend. Similar to the case that we had on the bottom of Samach Sesame Beis, last week, right before the Gemara that we just did, that again, after they gave it to the two people, one of them decided, hey, you know what, this doesn't work because we're two people, so I'll give my rishos to the other guy. So ma'al detemo listri, so we should say it works because at the end of the day I gave it to everybody. Kamash malon, kivin the be'idna de batel. It doesn't work. Why? At the time they were mavatel to the two guys, lo yavish ar yusri b'ha'chotzer. Each one of them did not have permission to use the chotzer because each one of them was part of another guy, or had was joint with another guy. So therefore that doesn't work because that when they gave it to, let's say Reuven and Shimon, again, when they gave it to Reuven and Shimon, each one of them, Reuven couldn't use the chaser and Shimon couldn't use the chaser. So when Reuven gives it to Shimon, he's giving him his inability to use the chaser. That's really what he's giving him. You learn this concept that you're going to only give what you got. And since what each Reuven and Shimon have is their inability to use the chaser, so when they give it to Shimon, they're giving their inability to use the chaser. They have everybody else's rights that doesn't have the right to use the chaser. So giving it to the third guy, giving it finally over to the last person doesn't help you, because they only have an inability to use the chaser. And the last case of the Mishnah is, again, two people that don't have the rights also can't give it to two people that don't have the rights. Of course, that's obvious, because they are giving it to two people, and again, two people never work. So loy tzricha, this is similar to the case on the top of Amaralok, what we started with today. The Amri Kani Amanas Lahaknas, that when they gave it to the two people, they gave it to one of them, and they say, you know what, we're only giving it to you because you have the ability to give it to the other guy. At the end of the day, it's going to end up with that one guy. Plus, even when we gave it with the understanding that you were going to give it to that other guy. So it's not like the case that we just quoted ahead beforehand, where they gave it to two guys. Over here, they actually gave it to one of the two, with the understanding that he was going to flip it and give it to the one person, so that everybody understood that it was going to end up in one rishos. Even so, kamash malon, that doesn't work, because at the end of the day, when they gave it to him, they gave it to him with his inability to use the chaser, so he can't give it to somebody else. That's the end of that. That's the way the Gemara takes apart the brayso. Now, boyimene Rova mi Rav Nachman. This also is a concept that we had much earlier in the Masechta. Rova asked, or actually not so much earlier on Samach Zayin. Boyimene Rova mi Rav Nachman. Yerush Mal Shivato Rishos. So here you have a guy who died in the middle of Shabbos and he didn't make an Erev, and someone else yarshens him. So now, since he obviously wasn't part of the Erev because he wasn't here, he didn't own the property Erev Shabbos because the guy didn't die yet. So now, whether can he be mevatel his rishos on Shabbos or not? Do we say heichad iboy la'aruv and asmal? Do we say the only time you're able to make a bittel is if you could have made the erev Shabbos, motzi ma'arev? So you would have been able. So in a case where you could have made the erev Shabbos, he could have bittel. So the motzi ma'arev bitulin nami motzi mevatel. So he could also have the right to be mevatel. Aval ha, but this guy, Kivon the Iboy Laruve Nasma Loy Matsnariv, if he wanted to, he couldn't be Mishtatif with the air if he didn't own any part of this Rishus at all. So Loy Matsi Mavato, so he can't be Mavato either because he didn't have the right Erev Shabbos. Oidilma Yoirish Kare Davuahu. Or do we say that a Yoirish is the knees, literally translated? Kare Davu means the knees of the legs of his father. So he's basically the same guy. So you're right. I personally didn't have the ability, but in this case, the guy says my father did. So if his father had the rishos, so he's the same thing as his father. So his father could have been made an erev or done bittel. So the son also could make the bittel or do the erev. So what is it? Is the son a newcomer and therefore he can't make a bittel, or is he like the continuation of the father? So Amaleser, Rav Nachman answered, Ani Omer Mevatel. I say you could because he's a continuation of his father. Vahani Devei Shmuel Tani Ein Mevatel. And the Bei Shmuel, the yeshiva of Shmuel, they said, you can't be Mavatel, he's like a newcomer. Alright, so let's ask the steerer to this. Zeh HaKlal, We learned as a rule, kol shemutar lemiksa Shabbos, chutar l'chol Shabbos. Again, we're going to take apart this Mishnah also. Any, if it was mutter for part of Shabbos, it continues to be mutter the entire Shabbos. In other words, something happens. We'll see. The chol shenaser lemiksa Shabbos, and if it was usher in the beginning of Shabbos, naser l'chol Shabbos, continues to be usher the whole Shabbos, chut mi mevatel rishos, except for the case of mevatel rishos. But even though he was usher in the beginning, he can make it mutter in the middle. Alright, so now let's take this apart. So it's kol shehutah lemiksa Shabbos, mutter l'chol Shabbos. If it was mutter for part of the Shabbos, it remains mutter the entire Shabbos, kegoyim. What would be that case? Kegoyim irev derech ha-pesach, where you had two chotzers right next to each other, and there was a door in between them, and that's what allowed them to join together to make one erev. The nistam ha-pesach, and then in the middle of Shabbos, the door, something fell down in the middle, and the door collapsed, and they're not really connected anymore, but there are still like little holes in between the wall that they could pass three things through. Now, those little holes aren't large enough to constitute a connection. But on the other hand, there was an Erev of Shabbos. So we say, you know what, you can continue to use it on Shabbos. Or Erev Derech Haloin, similarly, if you use the window, and the window was big enough, and Nistam Haloin, and the window got stuffed up in the middle of Shabbos, so it continues to be Mutter. Zeh, and then it says Zeh Klal. What do you mean Zeh Klal? This is a rule. What's the rule, Lasuyeh, what's that coming to include? Because it's a rule, it doesn't apply only to this case, it has to apply to another case. Mavli shenitla kairoisav oy l'chayev. So this is talking about a case where you have a mavli where the lechi, or the kaira, fell down in the middle of Shabbos. Since it was mutter in the beginning of Shabbos, we continue to allow it to be mutter for the rest of that particular Shabbos. That was a machlekes also, all the way back in the first parak. So kamash malon that, or the second parak, we allow that to continue the rest of the Shabbos. Now, the next part of the Mishnah was kol shenaser lemiksas Shabbos. Anything that was also, remember, all this is to get to the question on whether or not the heir is able to be mevatel his rishus on Shabbos. So the next case in the Mishnah was kol shenaser lemiksas Shabbos. Anything that was also in the middle of Shabbos, naser kol Shabbos, it becomes also the rest of the Shabbos. Kula kegoyin. What would be that case? Shnei batim b'shnei tzidei rishus aram. We had this case earlier on Tzadok Zayin. You have two houses on either side of the Rishus HaRabim that have nothing to do with each other. They could not have made an Erev with each other because they're on opposite sides of the Rishus HaRabim. However, in the middle of Shabbos, the Yekifim Nochri Mechitza, the Shabbos, and Goyim came along and put up a Mechitza around and joined those two houses together in the middle of Shabbos. So we see, Kamash Malan, that since they were also in the beginning of Shabbos and didn't have the ability, even though this was a Machlokes Rav Sheshes and Rav Chisda question, whether or not that would be Mutter. So here the Gemara is saying that for sure it would be Osir because they could not have been Mevatel in the beginning of Shabbos, so therefore they remain also throughout Shabbos. Zakal, again we say this is a rule. What other cases there? La suye mais. What case? La suye mais. Mais nachri v'Shabbos. It's including the case where a guy died on Shabbos. So since the guy was here in the beginning of the Shabbos and he obviously made it also because they didn't rent from him, so therefore even if he dies in the middle of the Shabbos and you have the ability to take his rishos, still it's not going to be mutter. Okay, now Ktani. But then the end of the Mishnah is chutz mi mevatel rishusai, except the guy who is mevatel rishus. So then even though he was usher at the beginning of Shabbos, once he's mevatel rishus, it becomes mutter the rest of the Shabbos. So what do we see? Ihu in yerish loy, that only him individually is able to be mevatel his rishus in the middle of Shabbos, but not a yerish. So we see like Devei Shmuel that you're not able to mevatel in the middle of Yerush is not able to mevatel in the middle of Shabbos. So the Gemara says no, really a Yerush also could be mevatel. So how do you understand those words? Chutz mitiras bitul rishos, that there's no right to be mevatel. Not a individual can't be mevatel, but nobody can be mevatel, any bitul works. Even a Yerush is able to be mevatel his rishos. Okay, so we still have a machlokes. We don't have a raya one way or the other from this Mishnah. Eisvei, ask you another stira. Echad mibnei chotzer, shemes. If you have one of the people in the middle of a chotzer that died in the middle of Shabbos, v'niach reshusai la'echad min ashuk, and then he started, he gave as his Yerusha was not to, it was to somebody else off the street, somebody else, that's what he gave his reshus to. Now, mibay jom, if he died Erev Shabbos, so oiser, he asers, because he should have made an Erev at that point, and he didn't. If he died in the middle of Shabbos, because since he was mutter in the middle of Shabbos, we allow it to continue the rest of the Shabbos. Fine. Now, let's say you had a guy who was not in the chotzer, and he owns a warehouse or a storage room in the chotzer. So he's not living there, but he owns property in the chotzer. And he leaves over, and he dies in the middle of Shabbos, or he dies, we'll see. And he leaves over his rishus to somebody who also happens to own property, an apartment in the middle of this chatzar. So mibay jerem, if he dies before Shabbos during the day, eina oiser, he doesn't answer, because now what happens is that that storage room becomes the possession of the guy who lives there, and the guy who lived there joins the heirs like everybody else. So now he just owns another part of the property, but he already joined the Erev. It's not a problem. But however, since he didn't join the Erev Shabbos, and now he dies on Shabbos, Oyser, so even though he gave his Rishus to somebody who's part of the Chatzar, since it was Oyser in the middle of Shabbos, it continues to be Oyser the rest of the Shabbos. Amai Oyser, so why does he Oyser it? If he gave it over to one of the guys who's in the Rishus, Mevatel, let him be Mevatel his Rishus. And so we see that it's a problem that when you come into possession to Rishus in the middle of Shabbos, you're not able to do Bittul. So the Gemara says, you're right. My oyser nami diktani. What did it mean when it said oser ashtivatol? Yeah, chanami. That's what he meant. He meant that it's only oser until you do the Bittul. But chanami, once you do the Bittul, it's going to be oser. All right. So we'll stop over here. Because this continues on to the next stop, but it's still the same concept. Again, we're trying to prove whether or not, if somebody comes into possession of a Rishos in the middle of Shabbos, whether or not that Rishos, whether or not he's going to be able to be Mevatel at that time when he gets the possession, even though he couldn't have been Mevatel necessarily in the beginning of Shabbos.